All right, we are now joined by our second place finisher, Austin Cindric, driver of the number 22 PPG Ford. We will get started with questions. We'll queue up here, Austin. We'll go to Daryl Kinsey Jr.
Austin, Daryl Kinsey Jr., WBGR Sports. I know you wanted to get that sixth win in seventh races, but five of the last seven, you have finished in the top two. What has made this team so strong since the start of the summer?
I think we've honestly been strong all year. I feel like we've brought some incredibly fast race cars since the start of the season with, you know, with Vegas as a great example, all the way up to Kentucky to now. So I'm proud of that effort. My guys have been working hard, and obviously I do the best I can to prepare. You know, I love coming to this racetrack. I'm glad we had a really good run here today. Hopefully we can learn from today, apply it to tomorrow, and maybe execute just a little bit better. And, it was a bit of a track position race, but you can't get too caught up in trying to win every race because these things are pretty hard to do. But obviously to come away with a second place finish, and obviously Justin was really hungry. That was going to be a hard pass to make if it wasn't on pit road. So congrats to him, and try and be one spot better tomorrow.
That kind of goes into my second question. This is the first time Xfinity will have two straight races at the same track in the same weekend. How do you think the track will change between today and tomorrow with the Cup race running here in about an hour?
You know, when we've done the doubleheader weekends at Homestead in Kentucky, I've tried as best as we could as a team to use it as a learning experience. I mean, we know we don't have practice for the rest of the year. So whatever we can do to make our race cars better between the two races, you're never going to have a better A to B. Now, I will say, you know, being where we're located geographically, there's a good chance that the track will be wet and it'll be green again. But that's kind of how this racetrack ebbs and flows. So I expect the racetrack to be starting about the same tomorrow morning as it is now.
Thank you, and good run today.
Thanks.
Next, we'll go to Casey Campbell.
Hey, Austin, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Austin, talk about when you restarted on the bottom. Did you really get that launch there, and what made you because I know everyone likes to be at the top, but why'd you choose the bottom going in there?
It was a track position race, and if I was going to give myself any shot to win the race, I was going to be on a restart. So finishing second or finishing third, no one really cares. It doesn't really matter when you're NASCAR racing. You don't get a trophy for it, and the points are a small difference. So try and win races. That's probably why I did it. That's the conversation I had with myself. You know, I in Ross's shoes, I probably would have done the same thing he did, picking the second row on the top. But obviously we were able to take advantage of it, still hold second place track position. But yeah, I did it to try and give myself a shot at a win.
And your overall thoughts on the choose cone?
At this track, I'm not sure it affects it as much as when you'd maybe go to somewhere like Michigan or, you know, maybe Texas at the latter part of the year, or Martinsville. I didn't see it. I saw it being 50-50 as far as, you know, your advantage to gain a whole lot, especially if you're within the top five, you kind of just do whatever the other guy doesn't do. But it was fine. I think the communication for that, you have to really nail down with your spotter, especially as it gets more complicated. But yeah, I'm all for it though.
Thanks, Austin.
Thank you.
I'm going to go to Davey Siegel.
Hey, Austin. We know that your cars are obviously fast, but you are in an unworldly zone right now. What is it like as a race car driver to be in this frame of mind right now where you know that no matter where you go, when you go, you're going to be a threat for the win because of where your headspace is at?
Honestly, it's not up to me, but obviously I'm the one driving the race car. You know, I feel very blessed to be within a group of guys that feed off each other. You know, my guys know how hard I work, you know, whether if it's working out in the middle of the week or preparation during the week, and I know how hard they work at the race shop. And the same thing applies when we hit the racetrack. We're prepared and we feed off of each other's talents, and I'm surrounded by a lot of talented people. So when you put all that together and you execute on a race weekend and you have great equipment and great partners, a lot's possible. And I'm glad that, as my boss would say, effort equals results. And I don't expect it to be easy for the whole year, but not that this has been easy. I mean, I felt like I drove my butt off today, and you got to do that every race. And that's what makes this fun. That's what makes it challenging. And so it makes me look forward to tomorrow.
Cool. Thanks.
And we'll go to Lee Spencer.
Thank you. Solid run today, Austin. I'm curious whether, or rather, how much attention you're paying to Indy right about now, and if you've just been following what's going on there the last couple of weeks, if it's still a passion of yours.
I was almost late to the airport watching Carb Day practice, so if that tells you anything, I'll probably be asking for in-race updates at the stage breaks tomorrow. So this will be the first time in a really long time that, probably since I was 1 or 2 years old, that I haven't been at the Indy 500. So the fact that one of my favorite racetracks turned out to be a doubleheader weekend and prevented me from going to the Indy 500 is kind of a bummer, but it's obviously a strange year there anyway. It's definitely a passion of mine. It's definitely got a lot of family history for me. I mean, that's a place where obviously both sides of my family have a lot of history, but for my immediate family, myself, my mom, my brother, and my dad, that's somewhere, whether my brother's been in college or, he lives in England now, and whatever the four of us are all doing in life, we get to meet up there every year and, sit on the pit wall during the grid walk and just kind of watch the world go by and watch a great race. So I know there's a lot of family traditions, and that's why I know it's so hard for Mr. Penske to not have fans. And, there's a loyal fan base for that race and obviously the spectacle that it is, but I'll promise you I'll be watching on TV and rooting on our four cars.
Do you have a pick for tomorrow?
Do I have a pick? I mean, it seems like Newgarden's probably one of our best cars. And Dixon's probably an easy pick. I think Rossi will be there at the end. But if I'm 100% honest, I would love to see Elio win his fourth. I know it'd be a strange year to do it. But that guy has worked so hard. He's coming off his first rain win at Road America. I know how happy he was about that. So, I want it really bad for him. So hopefully he can find his way to the front and pull it off.
Appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Lee.
All right, Austin. Thanks for joining us and good luck tomorrow.
Cool. Thank you.